This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we're with John James and we're going to be talking about how to hire the right people. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself. Come from a pretty good-sized family. Of course, dysfunctional, as they all are. Grew up in New Mexico, moved to Texas in 1984 to go to Bible college. And here I am.
Awesome.
A lot has happened since then.
So. There you go. So tell us a little bit about your business.
We are a specialized staffing and training firm for the electrical and low voltage industries. Our primary business is to help companies gear up and gear down for large projects, much like the big Toyota project that came up last year. A lot of companies don't want to hire a ton of people for those projects and then lay them off 6-9 months later. So we help them, much like a temporary service would, kind of gear up and gear back down when those projects gear up and down.
Awesome.
The second thing we do for them is in that process, we're hoping to find matches for the employees and for the clients that they can hire on full time and actually grow their teams.
Awesome. So why is hiring the right person so important?
Actually, the question should be, why is hiring the wrong person so important?
There you go.
Because that's what can mess up. I mean, you know, the right person is a combination of a lot of things, and some of it's skill set, some of it's attitude, some of it's the person themselves and the company that they're working for. And if those things don't match up, not everything works right.
Yeah, so I've heard a quote that says, hire slow and fire fast.
Yeah.
Do you believe in that?
Easy thing to, easily said, hard to do.
Explain a little bit more.
Well, you know, I think when we find somebody that's a semi-match, let's just talk about a skill set, a guy who's got a specific skill that we need. We get excited about that. And as a result, we look past the things that we shouldn't be looking past, which are the reasons we shouldn't hire that person.
Like what?
Sometimes, like motivation,
okay.
Appearance, you know, the way they behave, how they conduct themselves in front of customers, things that might not necessarily stick out in an interview, but would stick out if you were to screen them a little deeper.
Right. So before hiring someone, generally, obviously, the interview is important. So what other additional tips could you give us to go a little deeper like you're saying?
The two R's, references and referrals.
Okay. That's good.
100%.
Great. So how can you tell if someone's lying in an interview?
You know, I've heard an old trick that if they look to the right when they're talking to you, that they're lying to you, but I don't know if it works or not, because I catch myself looking to the right sometimes.
Yeah. So, like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it's almost like you have to kind of use your gut or your intuition to just, okay, like, especially if
Absolutely.
You don't trust someone, don't hire them.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So
a lot of times you'll go through an interview process and you ask a question, and then later you may ask another similar question and you get a different answer.
Huh.
So if you're not paying attention, then you can certainly miss out on somebody lying to you.
What kind of questions should we ask in the middle of an interview?
Oh, gosh. You know, I like to leave things open. Tell me about yourself. You know, oftentimes people like to speak about themselves more than you want to hear about them. And they tend to, when they get nervous, they say things that they probably wouldn't have said had they been thinking about it. So, I like to leave spaces and gaps and quietness in the interview, because there is a truth in the fact that the person who speaks first is the most uncomfortable.
That's
so.
Crazy. Wow. Okay. From a general standpoint, I know every business is different, so, I get it, but would you suggest a W-2 or a 1099?
For an individual or for a company? Because I think there's an advantage to both.
Okay. So for a company hiring an individual.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, It depends. And in my case, it's a W-2 because my clients hold me responsible for insurance and taxes and all of those things. And in a 1099 situation, the employee's responsible for that stuff. So all my guys are W-2'd. From an employee standpoint, I don't see a huge value in being a 1099 employee other than the fact that you get to take a little bit more home in the beginning. But in the end, you're actually paying more taxes.
Huh. Interesting.
So.
Yeah, I got you. Cool. All right. Hey, in this section of the podcast, I open it up for you to say whatever's on your mind. So go ahead.
Oh, wow. Don't let your own personal expectations drive the way you manage people.
Wow. That's good. All right, brother. Well, John, thank you so much for your time, man.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. Bye.